Thank you very much, and hello everyone. This is Brenda speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to ATRT3 Plenary Number 26 on the 21st of August, 2019. The call is starting at 2102 UTC. Members attending the call are Cheryl, Pat, Lou, Yup, Martin, Vanda, Tola, Sebastian, Demi, and the observers joining us are Chantel, Dorkson, Herb Way, Everton Rodriguez, and Barry Cobb. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Technical writer Bernie Turkovson. Apologies from Wolfgang and Michael. And joining us after the attendance was read, looks like Osvaldo has joined us.
Yes, hello.
Thank you. I'd like to remind everyone today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the transcript, and I'll turn the call over to Cheryl and Pat. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Brenda. Cheryl Langdon all for the record. I'll do the administrivia, and Pat gets to do the lion's share of the work today, like last week. Thanks very much to everyone who's joined the call, and we'll note that with Erica having formally now tendered her resignation, and Michael apparently not going to dial into calls from his honeymoon and wedding activities, I think very unreasonable, but we wish him well. The very unreasonable was a joke, by the way. That we are a little short on the community's leadership here, but we also recognise that the work we're doing with the ATRT2 and indeed the current survey is what would be feeding a great deal into communities, so we don't think that that is a problem. And if you disagree with Pat and I, then let us know in chat. So with that explanation and welcome, just asking, is there anyone who wishes to update their statement of interest? So pop some information in the chat and update your forms, reminding you that we work under continuous disclosure with our statements of interest. And then failing any updates coming in, we wanted to know, and I think it's probably Jennifer who's going to be responding to item number two with any of the action items new and closed. Jennifer, have we got anything outstanding or that anything needs to be drawn attention to?
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks. This is Jennifer. I have nothing specific to mention that won't be covered in the survey logistics update. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, Jennifer. Yes, that's my understanding, and I believe Pat's understanding as well, but thought we better double check with the people who keep the fingers on the pulse of all of this. Thank you so much for that confirmation. And if anyone is aware of anything we've missed there, again, let us know in chat. Which brings us to, and thank you to everybody who has contributed to the survey. It's now out in the wild, getting its distribution and getting recognition in a number of lists that I've certainly seen. I assume, is it Bernie or is it Jennifer who's going to update us on the logistics?
This is Jennifer. I'm happy to start. So as everybody has seen, the survey is now live on ICANN.org website, with links being sent and invitations being sent directly to ESO and AC and other community leaders, with the help of the team. So thanks everybody who was involved in that. We'd obviously appreciate if the team can do some legwork as well, where appropriate, circulate to your networks if you feel that you would like to do that. So far, quick update on the responses. We have 5 individuals and 2 groups that have already started to complete the survey. And we will give an update on the numbers each week so we can keep track of how that's coming along. With that, I don't think I have anything else to say on the survey, but Bernie, please chime in, or happy to answer any questions. Thanks.
Bernie, did you have anything? Cheryl?
All good. One minor point. Well, two minor points. We had forgotten to. We had two registries stakeholder groups instead of a registry and a registrar stakeholder group. Someone noted that. Staff fixed that extremely quickly. And we had someone else complaining on the individual surveys. How could they fill it out if they didn't fit in any of the SOAC categories? So we added an other category, which people can choose. That's about it. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Bernie. And I note that the small team that was working on the survey was involved in those two changes, and it was done post haste and very efficiently. So thanks everyone involved for that. It with the absence of having it you know, robustly beta tested, which we just didn't have the time to do so. A couple of little tiny tweaks, which is all these really were dealt with in a great deal of efficiency and effectiveness. So thanks for that. Are there any questions regarding the survey from anybody on this call today? Scanning up and down the list and not seeing any. Great. Well, now we just wait for the material to come in. Although the fact that we've actually had people start already, that's extraordinary. Thank you to those who are doing that, because in the wonderful world of ICANN, it's almost a tradition to fill things in at the last possible moment. So it's very exciting to see that people have dived in almost within 24 hours of it getting out there in the wild, which is terrific. Okay, so we will come back to survey, obviously, as a regular item for the next week or so. With that, very briefly, if there is anything from any of the work parties that they want to bring attention to this plenary meeting, so we've board, GAC, a review, there won't be anything from IRP or Workstream 2 today, but anything from board or GAC or reviews, pop your hands up. I see Sebastian, over to you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Yes, it's just to update here everybody if they don't have access or take time to read the Skype chat. I have reorganized a Google Doc for the board work party, and at the beginning there is what I call the version 01 of the future draft report. And if there are any comments, addition, findings, it's the best place to put it now until the time that Bernie give us a skeleton of the report. And at that moment, I will export current information into that document, and we will work from that at that moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. And I'm assuming that Bernie will get you the skeleton of the report post haste, so there won't be any need to duplicate effort. Thanks for that. I think also you've recently finished the doodle for a meeting, and we look forward to more productivity again. Out of that upcoming meeting as well. And I know the GAC work party's been busy with the skeleton of the report that they're working with as well. So the framework is there. Bernie, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe what you're distributing to the work party is the full template framework at this stage, and we're just asking them to start fleshing out. We're using body metaphors today, start fleshing out their part of it. Is that correct, Bernie?
Yes. So basically, we've got a framework to help things along. I've included the ATRT2 recommendations because that is part of the framework. I haven't included the assessments yet because we're not finished. and people can get working on that. I'll upload it as a Google Doc so people can collaboratively work on it, or if you prefer a Word version, I can send those out too. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks very much for that. Okay, well, I think that is pretty much it for those standard agenda items, which brings us to the lion's share of today's work, and of course the lion's share of the time to be committed to our ATRT2 implementation assessment. So whilst the document that Bernie referred to is being uploaded, so we can all have a look at pretty colours, because I like pretty colours on documents. Ah, there we go. Let's hand over to Pat. Pat, it's all yours. You can get this all done today.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. I appreciate that. I do want to thank Sebastian for responding to the consent agenda list and pulling some back on, so we'll go through that. And Sebastian, if I get out of line, because I've got my notes here on a separate page, feel free to raise your hand and get me reoriented. So thank you for that. All right. So like I said, in the consent agenda, we'll just go through the ones that that I've not put on the bottom of that list. Again, with the ones that Sebastian's pulled back on. And I'm going to do very similar to what we did last week, ask some questions and kind of go through that. So we're going to start off with line number 11, recommendation 6.6. And I see that Jack is not on the phone on this one, but the questions I had here, okay, so I get that Vaughn is not forward taking for Jack, okay. So the questions I had for this one, and Bernie, if we can capture this and then send him a note on this so that we can get his input, was under the assessment of implementation, one of the proof points he has on the success here is adding like things like travel assistance. And I'm trying to understand how travel assistance is an assessment of positive implementation for this recommendation. And the second one was more in effectiveness, which was, even though these things had been put in place, has participation really improved? And there may be some subjectiveness to the answer to that, but I think that the recommendation was really driving towards participation improvement, and do we have a position on whether these implementations actually improved participation? So I, that's a question I have outstanding that we should ask Jacques offline or following up on this. Any questions with that? Any concerns with that? Raise your hand if so. All right, let's move on then to number 14. Line number 14. Recommendation 6.9. Daniel, are you, Daniel's not with us. Okay, so this will be another quick one. So the question I had here was, what in the assessment of implementation, Daniel has indicated implemented, and I was wondering if we could get some greater detail in this area to say how we believe that it has been implemented. I know that that there's some comments that are here on identifying feedback reports, but I'm trying to get a little more meat on how we feel the assessment from an implementation standpoint was achieved. So we need to follow up on that one with Daniel. All right, any questions on that, concerns, raise a hand. All right, seeing none, we will go on to one that was added back on by Sebastian, number 15, recommendation 7.1, and this is for Osvaldo. And Osvaldo, I'm trying to get a little more explanation on your implementation assessments. It's almost completely implemented. ATRT2 required forward planning regarding the number of public comments. And then you say, could not find any reference of this. And so I was wondering if you could explain a little bit from there. Yes, Osvaldo, please.
Okay, this is Osvaldo. I added today some notes. There is a document sent by ICANN on the just the public comment implementations after ATRT2, and they added new procedures and established time requirements for staff for presenting the summaries. So from my point of view, it was quite complete the way they did it. The only point was that the recommendation stated to somehow forecast the number of comments, the number of public comments, so that there could be some planning. But I think it's very difficult to forecast how many public comments are going to come in the next months or so. That's why I just noted that there is no reference to that. I think it's very difficult to do it. So I don't know if you have the notes I added today, but basically is that I put it, I think, in comments. I think it was the on the document that that they presented. Let me find it. It's a report on ATRT public comments enhancement. They listed the number of things they added or improved. So after ATRT2, all the public comments are redirected to the policy department, and they have a staff advisory committee that analyzes the public comments. So, and then there is also a community inquiry protocol. So from what I read in that document, I think there is my comment. I think this was implemented. And from what I talked with some other people in ICANN, most people are fairly confident with the way the public comment is working, and they find it it's working fine for now. Sebastian had some observations, I see.
All right, so Cheryl's hand, I think, is raised first. So Cheryl, please go ahead.
No, I'll go last. Please go to...
Okay, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. First of all, I guess I just see one mail arriving about 7.1 and 7.2, question from staff, maybe others. But my point is the following, is that the way the comment period was supposed to be set up few years ago was to have two periods, one to have the first comment and the second one to allow people to answer to the comment of the first period. In fact, it didn't work because especially the groups were answering at the end of the second period and nobody was able to answer and to enter into discussion. And therefore we have today a period of 40 days, usually used at once. And my comment, it's not to say that it was not done, was not implemented, but how we handle that for the future, and how with that we decide or not to have specific comments or specific proposal for enhancing the comments, public comment in the future. It was a reason of my comments and the reason why I ask you to put it back to the discussion. It's that I thought it could be useful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. Osvaldo, is that a new hand?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
No, regarding a comment that Banda made on the chat, one thing I found in general, ICANN, is there are not sufficient statistics or indicators, performance key indicators regarding a lot of things. In particular, in public comments, I couldn't see They have an statistics of on the report, but that's an old statistic. I couldn't find new numbers of how many public reports were, what was the public comment answer period, and so on. I think there are lacking a lot of indicators in ICANN.
Thank you, Osvaldo. Martin, and congratulations, Martin, on being returned to the board from the NOMCOM.
Yes, thank you, Pat. It seems that I will be with the team to the end, because that should be within the next 3 years. And I appreciate that. I'm really looking forward to continue to contribute.
That's great. Martin, thank you for, but we're not going to make it last for 3 years. We'll be done much sooner than that.
My tenure or ATRT3?
ATRT3.
Okay, I agree. Back to the comment that Sebastian made. One thing is whether the ATRT2 recommendation has been cleared as it was intended at that point in time. The other thing is, do we think that this is still the right thing to do? And in that, we can say, well, what was recommended in ATRT2 was useful, but didn't go far enough. And we can even see in the current circumstances that isn't useful anymore. But that's two different things. One is the assessment whether ATRT2 was done. The other thing, it gives us a step up to, so what do we think is important as ATRT3? And to avoid long discussions on the assessment on ATRT2, let's make a good distinguish between those two. Because I think there's chances for further improvement. And sometimes the old recommendations are not relevant anymore.
So Martin, thank you very much for that. What I'm hearing you suggest is that we do greatly consider making our own recommendation on the comment period itself as ATRT3. So I think we should capture that. All right, Jennifer, your hand is raised.
Thank you. Yes, this is Jennifer. Very similar point actually to Martin's. I did first of all actually want to note that I just sent a mail to the list, and apologies because the timing is not great, but I sent that just a minute ago, and it gives some more information on the implementation of recommendations 7.1 and 7.2, hopefully answering specifically probably more Michael's questions from the next recommendation. But included in that mail is some information about changes that the public comment team is currently working on and future plans for improvement. So I had suggested in that mail that perhaps the review team may wish to meet with the public comment team. They have made that request to the team to have a meeting. But in that meeting, or however you, if you choose to do that, you can perhaps have a useful discussion about the future and then clear up any remaining questions about implementation of the prior recommendations. But as Martin said, two very different things, the stuff that has already been done, and then the planned improvements for the future, both of them are included in that mail and hopefully might clear up some questions. Thank you. I hope that was clear and didn't muddy things more than they were already. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Cheryl?
Is that a new hand from Sebastian, though?
Oh, my apologies. Sebastian, is that a new hand or an old hand?
It's a new one. Thank you, Pat. To say that I agree with Martin, we have to decide if we add to the comment, who is not assessment, this possibility to have specific recommendation from ATRT3 on those topics, or if we go through those after in another round of discussion. And I am happy with any one of those decisions. But I think we need to capture the place where, as AT&T3, we will need to make some research to see if we make recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian.
Okay.
And Cheryl?
Now I'm going to jump in. Thank you, Pat. And I'm glad I waited. Thanks very much. Cheryl Langton, off the record. Much of what I put my hand up for has actually now been said, and I'm just fully supportive of what I've heard. In particular, I think we should take a meeting with the public comments team. But I do also want to point out that we have a unique opportunity based on the survey input we may also be getting to look at some possible recommendations in the full body of the report. And also don't forget that some of this indeed will overlap with the governance evolution work. So we probably also need to touch base again with Brian once we've got our survey material back and we've got a small body of work to deal with specifically on public comments. So when we meet with the public comments team, I would propose, Pat, that we probably make sure that that Brian is an observer on that as well, so that we are complementing our work and avoid overlap where possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. So if there are no further questions, if there are, please raise your hand. We will move on to number 16. Recommendation 7.2. Now, this is Michael's. The recommendation is the board should establish a process under the public comment process where those who commented or applied during the public comment and or reply comment periods can request changes to the synthesis reports in cases where they believe the staff incorrectly summarized their comments. Now, Michael put likely implemented, and since Michael is not on the phone, one of the things I want to capture here, Bernie, is that From my comment, I think there's evidence that ICANN seeks answers to some of the items that come back from the community in terms of how someone's going to address it, who's on the receiving end of the public comments, not necessarily allowing clarification against staff's observations or summarizations. So we should have a deeper follow-up with Michael on that to get where he's saying likely implemented. Bernie, I see that you have your hand raised.
Thank you, Pat. I think we talked to the public comment team on this, and if I remember what Jennifer told me, was that this was indeed implemented as a process and that it's never been used. Is that correct, Jennifer?
So the public comment summary inquiry, that's correct. It has not been used. And that's actually contrary to the information that was in the implementation briefing that we provided. So we'll update that. But yes, you're correct, Bernie.
That's very helpful. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. All right. So if we have no other questions there, Bernie, is that a continued hand, old hand, slow hand? There we go. All right. Number 17 that we put back on the list is recommendation number 8. The recommendation states to support public participation, the board should review the capacity of the language services department versus the community need for the service using KPIs and make relevant adjustments, such as improving translation quality and timeliness and interpretation quality. ICANN should implement continuous improvement of translation and interpretation services, including benchmarking of procedures used by international organizations such as the United Nations. This is Jacques. I know, Sebastian, you asked to have this put back on. So if you could let us capture what your question is, and then we can follow up with Jack following this particular meeting. So Sebastian, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. My point was we talk about KPIs, but not too much about continuous improvement of translation and interpretation and the question of benchmarking. Therefore, I don't think this part was really implemented either as a KPI. It's why Jacques wrote that. And maybe as a follow-up for our own comments or our own proposal, I think one way for the translation, I am not talking about interpretation here, but for the translation, it's to take by Hadart a sample of a document in different languages and to give it to read to people in their own language and to see how accurate it is. I have done that few times with the French and I am always a little bit puzzled by the result. And I guess it could be one good way to see it. But that's from the discussion we have maybe more for the future than the analysis of the current situation. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much, Sebastian. All right. So if we could move then to, I'm just flipping pages around here, so bear with me. Line item number 18, recommendation 9.1, says the 9.1 sub-project implementation focus is on the proposed bylaws change recommended by the ATRT2 to impose a requirement on the ICANN board to acknowledge advice arising from an ICANN's advisory committees. And then this is for Daniel. Daniel's not with us. My question for him was, basically the question that I had under assessment of implementation was, how so? How is this partially implemented? So if we could follow up, Bernie, with Daniel to try to get him to clarify a little bit more about his assessment of the actual implementation, that would be great. Any questions you want to add? Oh, yes, Martin, your hand is raised.
Yeah, just check, because what we put in place over the last years is a response register to which we keep very clear track of all requests to the board and all our responses. So please check with him whether he is aware of that and considered that, and if so, why that isn't sufficient.
Thank you, Martin, for that. We will note that and get that to him. Yes, Bernie.
I spoke with Daniel and he's aware of the response register, so but I will get back in touch with him for more details.
Thank you. All right, the next one we have is we will move to number 22, line 22, which is recommendation 9.5. This is Michael's. So Sebastian asked to have this put back on. 9.5 is sub-project implementation. We'll conduct a review of the anonymous hotline policy and processes, implement any proposed modifications to policy, and publish a report on results to the community. Sebastian, if you would comment on that, please. Thank you.
But you jump the line 20, if we can combat on it. Maybe for both of them, I can do the same comment. It's that we have a lot, and maybe we need to put them in one single basket, one link with Workstream 2, because we are in difficult situation where nothing was done with Workstream 2, and therefore we can't assess, because it's not done, the situation. And that's the case for the recommendation 9.5. It's almost the case with 9.3 and some other. And I think in our report, we may put all them into one single basket and after see what we do with them. Thank you. And if I can, as I have the floor, just to go back to the 9.3, it's to say that I have no problem with your proposal to put partially implemented. My question is more who implemented it, and one of the reasons I put not implemented, it's because it was not implemented by staff or by a staff decision, but I guess it was implemented by the wish, willing, and goodwill of the current ombuds. And maybe it could be useful in one time to have a short discussion with him, but it's why I didn't put, I put not implemented, but I have no trouble if we decide to put partially implemented. And in my comments there is, it's not anymore here in the document, but I have put some of the things done by the current ombuds. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. Bernie?
Thank you. Sebastian is quite right. There are a number of work stream two things. But on this specific one, 9.5, work stream two, transparency noted that review had been done. So if we're just focusing on the recommendation as such, the review had been done and the modifications had been implemented. And basically, I think Michael was in charge of that transparency section and noted that this had been done and should be done again, I believe. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. Any additional questions? Okay, if not, we will move on to line number 24, recommendation 10.2. Vonda, this is yours. The recommendation is the GAC, in conjunction with the GNSO, must develop methodologies to ensure that GAC and government input is provided to ICANN policy development processes, and that GAC has effective opportunities to provide input and guidance on draft policy development outcomes. The ICANN assessment was implemented, and Vonda, you said not implemented. So please go ahead and give us some background on your thoughts here.
Well, this is come out, Vonda, for the record. This come out from our discussion face to face with the GNSO and the GAC, because they do not have what they want to, and this recommendation suggests a full process to go and go back, and like they have, GAC and the board have put in place. So it's something that they started trying to make happen with the liaison, but it looks like it's not working, and there is complaint from both sides. So I do believe that that's it. They didn't make what was suggesting to make clear for the GNSO. Just to make it more clear, remember the GNSO complained that they would like to have more interaction and clear, timely responses from the GAC about the communique issues that will affect them. And before the next face-to-face meeting, sometimes they need to change, solution softwares or implementation process inside the registry or registrars. And they would like to have more clarification, feedback for questions, and so on. So this interaction is not really working. So that's why I state it's not really implemented. And so We have discussed this with members in the GAC, with the members in the GNSO, and this process is really a need for both sides, and need, and maybe using the same approach done with the board and the GAC, you know, adjusting this to fit in the GNSO, maybe the solution. Sometimes the staff together with the liaison could solve some of those problems, but do not have a clear process. It's hard to complain that is not done, and the time is passing and the answer is not coming. These kind of things that I believe needs a clear process.
Thank you for that, Vonda. Cheryl, your hand is raised.
It is, but let's go.
All right, Martin.
No, just to say that, I know there's something in place, and it's good to hear the follow-up that Vonda has done with both teams, and she got their buy-in, which is good. Just to say that the process we have in place with the GAC, the BGRI, which is really focusing on how do we communicate better, so purely on process improvement and a commitment from both sides, has been very well appreciated. And both GNSO and GAC leaders have indicated that such a thing may be good. So I can see this is relatively low-hanging fruit with a good buy-in.
Thank you, Martin. Cheryl?
Thanks, Pat. Cheryl Langdon, all for the record. And here I'm going to take off my co-chair hat with you, Pat, and put on my, I happen to sit on the GNSO Council as the ALAC liaison to the GNSO Council hat, and also draw on a little bit of experience from ATRTs since they were ever formed. The matter of board GAC interactions and the progress that Martin has outlined again was a particular focus right back in ATRT 1 when we came out of joint project agreements. It was part of the mandatory things that ATRTs were to look at because it was seen as so important and in fact so desperately in need of sorting out. And so please just remember how long it has taken then for the board GAC interactions to get to where they are today. And that's a good thing where they are today. But, you know, we're pushing a decade now. The board GAC is a good example, but the work that's been done with the GNSO and GAC has also been going on for a very long time, has had recommendations come out of all previous ATRTs. And I would suggest reasonable amount of work has happened, including I would encourage us to consider, rather than a not implemented ranking on this, a work in progress ranking on this, because there is work and an intention, as Vonda has indicated, a desire to continue to work on this issue. But the point with the GNSO is a little bit more complicated than it is with something like board GAC, because the liaisons are between the AC and the SO. So the liaison is between the GNSO Council and the GAC as she comes together, but interaction-wise with the GAC leadership. And, of course, policy development processes are managed by the GNSO Council, but they don't happen in the GNSO Council. They happen in policy development processes. And so we also probably need to link in here and recognise what is happening in a more positive light, but also encourage it to continue to improve and to look for ways for codifying and solidifying good ways of this earlier intervention that even Workstream 2 talked about. And that is, of course, things like the GAC's recent development of focus groups on particular policy issues, and that those focus groups are meeting where possible and proactively, independently, with at least leadership of the various policy development processes. So there's stuff happening. But there is a big difference. It's not just a matter of throwing a couple of liaisons at each other, because of the nature of how policy development occurs in the GNSO world, as opposed to a more puristically bilateral opportunity between board and GAC. So work in progress, in my view. Recommendations we should be making include, thank you, keep up the good work, but a whole lot more needs to happen, and recognize the unique aspects. Thanks.
Okay. Vanda for the record. I can agree, because we heard what happened. It is not happened. And we could put this in a yellow one that is work in progress, but not real reaching what they expected from both sides. Even the working groups, for policy working groups that I have answered in other questions, that was working, it's not large enough for keeping some points that maybe is of interest more from GNSO members than for GAC. So those are issues that needs to be addressed. So that's why I put not implemented, but I can live with this idea of a yellow that is a work in progress. They are trying. Sure, they are trying. It's not reaching there, but they are trying. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda. Do we have any more questions? Okay, not seeing any. Let's move on then to line item number 25, recommendation 10.3. This came off the consent agenda, and so Sebastian, we'll go to you when I read this. The board and the GNSO should charter a strategic initiative addressing the need for ensuring more global participation in GNSO policy development processes, as well as other GNSO processes. Now, one of the comments that Erica made that I wanted to follow up with her on after this is, it's unclear to me which specific programs are designed to complete recommendation 10.3 specifically. And so I would ask, from an ICANN assessment standpoint, do we have anything from staff that can point those two together in terms of, when we say ICANN assessment is implemented, what programs are you using to say implemented? And then Sebastian, if you would go ahead and make your comment here, that'd be great.
Thank you very much. Yes, my question was more about, I agree with your question and the question raised here, and I don't see why the crop is one items. Maybe the crop within the GNSO, it's used differently from the one in at large and in the RALOS, but I have difficulty to match the two items here. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll follow that with the one note to staff, and we'll also follow up with Erica on that if we can catch her offline. All right, thank you, Sebastian. All right, the next one we've got is line 27, number 10.5, and that is, the board must facilitate the equitable participation in applicable ICANN activities of those ICANN stakeholders who lack the financial support of industry players. Tola, this is yours. And I know Sebastian pulled this back onto the discussion list. So Sebastian, if we could start with your question And then Tola, if you'd be prepared to respond, please.
Thank you very much, Sébastien Bachelet speaking. My question was can we have a little bit of meat around the bone just to know what was the implementation, how it was done, and because I have trouble to follow that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, this is Tola. I have a bit of network, but let me just manage to. Sebastian, can you please come? Please tell off the record. Can you please come clarify the question again?
Yes, Tola, Sebastian Bachelet speaking. My question is. Can we have a little bit of, but it's the same that in fact Pat has written, if we can have some detail about how we can be sure that that it's implemented and how it was implemented and how it's effective. I have trouble to follow that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. While
I was reviewing the boss, first let me read again. The boss must facilitate the equitable participation of. Sorry, 1 second. My network is going off and on. I don't know what you can hear from me now.
I also hear someone typing, Tola. So if everybody could mute, it would really help. Then we could hear you a bit better. Thank you.
Yeah, I was saying that I've not been hearing everybody clearly. The network is going off and on, but I've managed to. Maybe what I'll do while people can hear me properly, maybe I'll just quickly chat and type in the chat and maybe that will be better. But I'll manage to speak. If nobody could hear me properly, then I'll quickly type in the chat. Would that be better?
Tola, this is Pat. We're still having a little bit of trouble hearing you and the clicking is actually coming from your phone. I think everyone else was muted. So I would take you up on the offer of you going in and actually adding additional details inside the spreadsheet to address the question that we've got, which is, let's get a little more meat on the bones. Again, back to yes. All right. Any objections to that? Go ahead and hit no. Good, we'll move on. So thank you, Tola. Sorry that we can't hear you very well today. All right, so let's move on to, what's our next one? Number 20, that was just the one we did. The next one we have is number 28. And Osvaldo, this is yours. It's number 28, recommendation 11.1. Institutionalization of the review process, board should ensure that the ongoing work of the AOC reviews, including implementation, is led into the work of other ICANN strategic activities where appropriate. And you've got implemented with a question, and you say it seems to be implemented. So my question was, what do you mean by it seems to be implemented? Osvaldo?
Sorry, I was on mute. Excuse me, I didn't do this one. Let me check. I'm a bit... I forgot I did this. I'm sorry. Okay, yes, sure. What I detected was that in the new bylaws, there are reviews that are established as there was in the affirmation of commitments. And from what I see, all the reviews are done periodically as before. So I think the institutionalization was in the bylaws. That's why I put that it seems to be implemented and it seems to be effective. Was I clear? Sorry.
No, no, you came across clear and I get what you're saying. Do we have any other questions for Osvaldo here? I don't see any Osvaldo, so thank you very much. And we'll move on to the next one, which is
number... it was my comment, written comment in the document, but what was the role of Workstream 1 on that issue? Because if I remember well, yes, all the IOC review are now in the bylaw following the Workstream 1 work. The question is that is it included in the strategic activity? That's another point, and I think with the new strategic planning it is, but not sure that it was before. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. All right, then let's move to number 30. Which is recommendation 11.3, appointment of review teams. The board should ensure that AOC review teams are appointed in a timely fashion, allowing them to complete their work in the minimum 1 year period, that the review is supposed to take place, regardless of the time when the team is established. It is important for ICANN to factor in the cycle of AOC reviews. The review team selection process should begin at the earliest point in time possible, given its mandate. Now, Sebastian, you had asked that we pull this back onto the discussion today. So if you would go ahead and give us your concern or question.
My question is that, and in fact, it's maybe a more global or overarching comment. It's that when we talk, when we have a recommendation about link with affirmation of commitment, with the role of the board, the situation have completely changed within ICANN, because now there is no anymore AOC, there is a new type of organization with the community, it's sometimes difficult to know what was really done and in which period. Here we have to have a look. At least one of the reasons I wanted to put it back, it's to be sure that we will have a discussion on what AT-33 think about that, not about what was done with the recommendation of AT-32, but what the current situation is. We may need to come back on that to have a full discussion. Thank you.
So thank you for that, Sebastian. The one thing I would add up to that is that since this particular one is really about the review teams themselves as well, and since all those review teams found their way into the current set of bylaws, that I think it's still pertinent to what we're talking about, regardless of it being AOC or not. And I do like the idea that we heavily, we very, very strongly consider adding our own comment in this particular space as well. Cheryl, please.
Thanks, Pat. Cheryl Linden, off the record. And yes, we must stop thinking like each other. People will begin to talk. This is another one of those spots where I think it's an opportunity for our report to note the significant change of the nature of the organisation, as well as a lot of the nomenclature that has changed in the time between ATRT2 making its recommendations And of course, where we are now with an empowered community and post all the work of the IANA Transition Cross-Community Working Group and indeed the Cross-Community Working Groups using Workstream 1 and Workstream 2 activities. So, you know, we just need to make sure, and I believe it is the intention, even shown in the template, the skeleton of the report at this stage, that we do that. But this is a good example, maybe a little, you know, highlighted, boxed example of where we can point that out. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. So if we could then now move to line item number 31, which is recommendation 11.4, complete implementation reports. The board should prepare a complete implementation report to be ready by review kickoff. This report should be submitted for public consultation, and relevant benchmarks and metrics must be incorporated in the report. Staff recommendation or ICANN assessment was implemented. I'm not certain, we didn't take a position on implemented, partially, not implemented. So I'd like your thought as to why we can't put our finger on what the assessment should be there. Yeah.
Sorry about that. This is Jaap speaking. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Thank you, Jaap.
Yeah, the wireless headset just went out of battery power. So, sorry about that. Well, what I mean, in short, is, you know, it's not being done at all. There is no report. It cannot be found anywhere. And, I mean, that's the basic problem there. But if you look, follow the various links, which I put out a memo what I did, then we will notice that it actually changed course. And somewhere there is a notion that says that what they did was they did create some templates which are nowhere to be found, and as a start of doing the work. The link just moves back again to the beginning. It's kind of a mess. But in the end, you find somewhere that they actually do some programmatic stuff. And it looks, I get the impression that they think that the indicator dashboard things are actually being seen as a result of, as instead of the report. So, and the quality of the various dashboards seems to be varying. And since people are allowed to give comments on it, so you might say that completely morphed into this effort. But I guess the best way to be is to actually check with the organization of my conclusions are right, because that's why I said I'm not sure whether I'm right at all here.
All right, thank you, Jaap. Jennifer, if we could take an action to try to find what Jaap is looking for here, because since he can't find the foundation for this recommendation, it would be very helpful.
You can find the recommendation. You find that there is some initial implementation, and that's where we need it. And if you follow that, I mean, it points to some site where it says this is where we dumped the templates, and then you find, and then decide does it exist anymore. But if you search things, and I think I've put it in my memo, that they talk about some program manager, which and looked like put into the dashboard. But if that's so, I mean, you probably want to know that for sure.
Okay, thank you, Jaap. Any other questions for Jaap on this one? All right, so the next one we have is line 34, which is recommendation 11.7. And this is, so Demi's with us today, good. Implementation timeframes. In responding to review team recommendations, the board should provide an expected time frame for implementation. And if that time frame is different from one given by the review team, the rationale should address the difference. And there's not a assessment, Demi, in the implementation standpoint. And I was wondering what you can share with us on your thoughts there.
Hello? Yeah. Hello?
We can hear you, Demi, yes.
Okay. I really don't have much to add to this. I don't find really the clear report of the time frame for implementing things. I look at some documents here and there. I have to make a more precise question to the staff to help him to find that. But it's just reflecting the fact that it seems to be working well, but I didn't find exact point where we have the report of the time used to complete the requests. So it's just an initial comment. I have to work more on that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Demi. Any other questions there? And Jennifer, again, if we can find some information that would be appropriate here, that would be.
Hello, Daniel speaking. Can I ask just a slight question?
Yeah. Hey, Daniel, if you could raise your hand
regarding
up,
that
would be helpful. So go ahead.
I'm sorry. Just not ahead. Yeah. Regarding to the implementation timeframes. I think also sometimes it might be a little bit challenging to come up with a time frame that for a specific review. What is the process of justifying that the time frame is adequate enough within the stipulated period? For instance, it is 1 year. And in case it goes beyond 1 year for the review, because like some other review teams face challenges. For example, the SSR review took at least the team has been having challenges. How are those challenges mitigated? Because those challenges affect the effectiveness, low effectiveness of the process. Thank you. Back to Pat.
So Daniel, this is Pat. I'm not certain I caught the exact question that you got. I heard some of the lead up to it. So could you type into chat the specific question that you have? Please.
I'll type it. Thank you.
Oh, now I heard you. Great. While Daniel's typing, Martin, please go ahead.
I'll go ahead. Sorry. If I can be heard well.
Okay. Not just very much aware that. And I don't want to disturb this assessment as such, but what is very much at the core of our focus at the moment is how do we get prioritization and budgeting right of recommendations? And that is the step before this. So this will influence how we'll be able to handle with this as well. Just for our mindsets.
So thank you, Martin. So are you suggesting that maybe what we do here is part of ATRT3 and any set of recommendations that we provide around rationalization and prioritization, that we include something here and not focus so much on whether it was done in ATR2 or not?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's great. Daniel, is that acceptable for you? In terms of what your question is, just give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down, or a yes or a no, please.
Daniel, I think that's fine. we can proceed.
Great. Thank you very much. All right. Any other questions on 34? All right. So the next one we've got is 37. Recommendation 12.3. Cheryl, this is yours. Every 3 years, the board should conduct a benchmark study on relevant parameters suitable for a nonprofit organization. If the result of the benchmark is that ICANN as an organization is not in line with the standards of comparable organizations, the board should consider aligning the deviation. And so since I mean, you've got a lot of information here, and I think that you've sold me on not implemented, but since it was listed as not implemented, I'd just like to get a couple of comments from you here, if we could.
Sure. Thanks very much. Although I did think I was pretty explicit in my notes. So to some extent, oh, by the way, Cheryl, for the record, in my notes, you can see where this, the genesis of where this came from. I simply can find no evidence of this having been implemented in a post-ATRT2 world. It is, of course, has been a busy time and an enormous amount of change has happened within the organisation. And so I think this is another one of those we need to recognise the significant almost revolution at one point, but certainly evolution in a number of ways that the organisation has gone through. But we also need to recognise that even though ICANN org is a very unique beast, it is not utterly and absolutely isolated in terms of some of the parameters that these recommended benchmark studies can call upon. It is a recommendation of ATRT2, for whatever reasons, and perhaps Martin might want to take this up and ask a question on our behalf, it appears to have not been implemented because of all the reasons I'm giving. Happy to answer any questions, but putting up other benchmark transparency initiatives is not looking at the organisational standards in terms of comparable organisations. There is no single comparable organisation, but there are aspects of other organisations which are comparable. And that is what ATRT2 recommendation was asking for. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Martin, your hand is raised.
Yeah, happy to respond. As the best response I can give right now, which is that I know that we look in particular for levels of staff compensation very much at benchmark. Staff internally is obviously org, but for the C level, we make sure that we comparisons. I'm not sure it happens every 3 years, but I think this is on an almost permanent basis. It's true that it's probably not true for all the other factors in terms of that. I'm not sure about that. Comparability of compensation has our explicit attention for sure.
Thanks for that, Martin. We need to see that. It needs to be, from an external point of view, looking at transparency and accountability, you can do it in a cave and that's great for the cave dwellers. But, shine a little light on it. That is what an ATRT2 recommendation was asking for. And that is what is not evidential, at least in my apparently very limited abilities to search the ICANN archives. And we do recognise that there are issues with the knowledge management within the ICANN web world. But you'll note my tone, my friend. More work really should be done. Just to get back to Ramit, who's talking about KPIs, etc., and I will not go down the rabbit hole of what I think about the antiquated terminology of KPI, let alone how useful, or should I say useless, they actually are in a modern governance environment. So you can see where my views are coming from on that. But no, we are talking about significant comparisons on similar organisations. The organisation itself may have KPI linkages to remuneration, and that's fine, and that's dandy, in fact, but for those being remunerated, if they're successful. But this is talking about keeping on par. And the reason why this is important is this allows an organisation to maintain and attract top-notch staff. And so that's why, from a governance perspective, this issue is important. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. So that brings us to the end of the spreadsheet. So what I would recommend that we do from here, and unless there are any objections, again, by hitting no inside the participant window, what we'll do is we'll go through and we'll have the follow-up questions that we need to send to those that were not on the call when we covered them. And then we'll get the updated spreadsheet. And then next week, if we've got some specific questions or conversations in those areas, we'll do a follow-up. But and Cheryl, I know that you and I haven't talked about this yet, but I would recommend that we take one last look at it, call out the things that are clearly not in alignment, and then declare this thing done in the next couple of weeks. So unless there's any objections to that process, we'll go ahead and do the follow-up and have outlier discussions next week, and then declare done.
Cheryl, for the record, Pat, despite my typos in the chat, yeah, I'm happy to follow your lead on this. I think I just wanted to compliment everybody on the progress made and the good work done in this way forward. Remember, we are taking in inverted commas, light touch on this in terms of making our own recommendation. But this is a very useful piece of work. One of the things I think we should also start thinking about, though, Pat, is having got this data acquisition and review work done, when we declare it in inverted commas done, how are we going to formulate it in a easy to digest and understand way in our final report? I mean, sure, we can just appendix this, but I think it deserves a great deal more than just an appendix status and a single line in the introduction of the report and a section. So we might want to start thinking putting our thinking caps on ways that we can also display this, whether it's graphically or otherwise. So that might just need to be contemplated. And I see Bernie's hands up. Perhaps he's already contemplated it.
Thank you. I've already been thinking about that. No great solutions to propose yet. Another point, though, is once we do finish this as the icing on that cake, we may want to think about some general recommendations about this whole exercise about ATRT2 having made recommendations and the board having gone to them, and why the assessments are different in a number of cases. Thank you.
Works for me. Pat?
Thank you, Bernie. Yes, that works for me as well. All right, so if we want to move on to the next agenda item, which is any other business, ATRT3 fact sheets. Cheryl, I'm going to give this back to you.
Great. Thank you very much. We had appended, Cheryl entered off the record, we had appended to the agenda that went out to you all, the current fact sheets that we have asked you to review, and the leadership team took a little bit of time with staff after our meeting on Monday to look at the documents. Just wanted to make sure that two things with those documents. First of all, we'll open up in the moment for any questions or any clarifications or any comments because they haven't become public yet. So if you want to make any suggestions or editorial comments, do so in the next couple of minutes and we will discuss them and take those into account. But just to remind ourselves and also to make sure we remind our communities that these fact sheets are snapshots in time, and these fact sheets are to, correct me if I'm wrong, Jennifer, but these are end of June snapshotting. So there's been, for example, when some of you look at things, you'll go, but hang on, we're further along than that. Well, that's because that's actually happened post 30 June. But these are standardised reporting templates that are published for all review teams, and we wanted to give you the opportunity to review them and raise anything. We asked for on list ahead of the call, but we've also said if you've got anything in the chat function during the meeting, please do so. Jennifer's affirmed that the snapshot 30 June is accurate because we've got about 5 minutes to spare. If you haven't put anything into the list and I haven't seen anything on the list or you haven't put anything in chat and I've missed it, feel free to raise your hands now. I notice Martin's hand is up, so we'll go to him next. Just any brief comments at this stage. No, Martin's hands down. One last opportunity.
I'm happy
these things
to
go live.
go
ahead, Martin.
I just had one question that struck me because, as such, these are useful when we understand them. But for instance, we saw on the ATRT fact sheet, June 2019, that there is a section one which is people indications of hours, and the section two which is financial resources. Just trying to understand financial resources for ICANN.org support, 150,000. Is that other stuff than ours? Because there's 233 hours spent, but $0. It may be if the 150,000 is for other things like computer time or whatever. That was the only inconsistency that I couldn't get my fingers behind.
I'm going to ask Nagar or Jennifer to respond to that. Thank you.
This is Jennifer. So the fact sheet that we're looking at here, it says the ICANN.org support, 150,000, nothing spent and committed to date. So off the top of my head, I have to confirm what exactly is included in that figure. I think it might actually have some more details on the wiki page, but I'll confirm that and then get back to the list on that one. Thanks.
So Martin, what you're suggesting, if I may, Cheryl, for the record, is that this is not sufficient... explained, and that what we may need to do is have an annotation or an additional note made around that, that what that 150 is for, noting that, of course, on June 30, what that 150 is the approved budget. It may not have been allocated and therefore, in inverted commas, removed or spent, and this might be an artefact. And if it's an artefact, I'm sure we can pick that up in an annotation as well. But to have that clearer is important, but I need to remind all of us that what we're using here is a standardised template across all of the review teams, as staff has made clear to me when I've asked questions about these things. And so we would need to annotate on our wiki, not on this actual template. Back to you, Martin.
Yeah, no, it's exactly that. Professional services is pretty clear. Travel is pretty clear. ICANN.org support, it's just like, what is the 150,000? Is it hours or is it something else, basically? That would help. Anyway, we'll find the answer.
Thanks, Martin. But might I suggest finding the answer is, Cheryl, for the record, finding the answer is important, and staff will take an AI to do that. But what's equally important is to have that annotation, that explanatory, as part of our wiki page that goes to be published along with the publishing of this standardised template. Obviously, we can't change the template, but we can annotate our wiki to make an explanation so it's clear to everybody. Okay, I'm assuming silence is absolute agreement with me. Is there any other questions raised on that? Because obviously staff want to get this published as soon as possible and they now have a single AI associated with it. If not, then I think that section of our agenda is done, and back to you, Pat.
I was muted, apologies. So close out with confirmed actions or decisions reached. Jennifer?
Thank you, this is Jennifer. So a couple of action items. First of all, there's a number of areas of clarification that we noted during the ATRT2 implementation discussion. So we can go through those and pull out the areas of clarification for staff and questions for other review team members. I think that staff and Bernie can work together on that one. And then as a follow-up to that, obviously send out those questions, and then the AI there just to double check on the ICANN.org support in the fact sheet, and we'll add some annotations to make those clearer as to exactly what they are. That's all I captured. Let me know if I missed anything. Thanks.
Thank you, Jennifer, for that. And with that, Cheryl, unless you've got anything else, I think, and nobody has any questions, I think we're done for the day. I see no other indication by hands or check marks or, so yes, we're done.
Thanks everybody, and thanks Pat, and lot done today. Between last week and this week, you've really done an amazing amount of work on some extremely important issues, but I gotta say, the details behind that are also very impressive. So thanks to all the individuals for the preparatory work on all of the ATRT2 implementation assessments as well. Thanks everyone, and bye for now. We can stop the recording.
Bye.